Welcome to Create Photography. This is Daniel Sig. In today's episode, I'd like to talk about negative space. Negative space is an interesting term. According to one definition, negative space is the area around the main subject in a photograph which is left unoccupied. It is the space around the object itself that helps define the positive space, or main focus, or main subject. So, in other words, the positive space is the subject and the negative space is the area surrounding it. Now, some artists may actually play with those concepts, and you may have seen art pieces where basically the artist tried to play with those concepts and kind of go flip back and forth between positive and negative space. A great example of that type of art is the Malaysian artist. He's an artist, illustrator, and graphic designer called Tang Yao Hung, and I will actually leave a link in the show notes to show some of his work. He created a site on his page that he dedicated to negative space and kind of really nicely shows some of those concepts and really helps you, I think, understand what is meant by negative space and also how it can be used creatively. Anyway, getting back to the topic. So, in a way, and I only recently discovered that during a conversation with Annette Lang. She's a photographer who was on the podcast, actually episode 46, if you want to check it out, is sort of a misnomer, as the space is not negative, certainly not empty in that sense. So we could just call it the space that surrounds or contrasts the subject. But I guess we are getting into semantics now. Negative space in art is a compositional element, and certainly not a rule, that can be used creatively with the positive space of your photography or your art. It helps design the composition of your photograph, and depending on how it is used, evokes different emotions. We'll get to that as well. So let's talk about four ways on how you might use or create negative space in your images. Number one, we could leverage large, relatively structureless spaces outside in nature. Could be the sky, snow, fog, water, grass, or fields, and so forth. A lot of imagery involving lots of negative space have large areas of sky, snow, or combinations of thereof. You can also, and this is number two, leverage large, relatively structureless spaces inside, for example, walls or objects, if your main object is in front of that wall or object. Of course, it doesn't necessarily need to be inside either. So maybe that structureless space is created by, for example, a car or part of a car, for example. So anyway, but I think you get the idea here. So number three, we can create separation of our subject via purposely having a low depth of field. So blurred out backgrounds are not strictly speaking negative spaces, although they could be viewed or interpreted as such, mainly because rendering parts of an image out of focus can create large, relatively structureless spaces again, in particular if your rendering is very blurry. So if you focus on your subject, so your positive space, and perhaps your subject is in front of a relatively large, perhaps not too contrasty background, and you are able to make this, render this background really, really blurry, you may have an effect similar to negative space. And number four, fill your composition with negative space and pay attention to position of your object or positive space. So if you use negative space, one idea might be you're filling your composition with negative space, and maybe you use twice as much negative space than positive space, and perhaps you place your object in the corner of your frame. So, and then, you know, overall try to play with the balance of that particular composition. Those are just some ideas, but, you know, those are maybe good starting points to kind of play around with those concepts. Let's talk about the quote-unquote rule of space. As you know by now, I'm not a huge fan of rules, so let's call it a consideration of how to arrange negative space with moving objects. If you're photographing an object that moves relatively fast, like a car or a flying bird, it is usually a good idea to assign more negative space to the front of the moving element as opposed to the back or behind the moving object. Obviously, I'm talking to relatively to where it's moving to or from. And that actually creates a more dynamic image. And again, this is not a rule, it's just a suggestion. It's just something, you know, that usually tends to work well. Doesn't mean like you have to do it that way. What about negative space and photographing in color versus in black and white? Of course, you do not have to photograph in black and white to create strong images with lots of negative space. There are certain photographers who do so. For example, one of my favorites, and we'll talk more about him, Michael Kenna. But black and white might lend itself to nice imagery if you are, for example, photographing a lonely tree in a big snowfield. But of course, again, this is not a must. In fact, you will notice if you study minimalism that many minimalist photographers actually do use color. That said, the number of colors might be limited and the negative space is typically filled with one color, for example, very blue, clear skies, or portions of thereof. Let's talk about sense of subject size or sense of scale in an image. You can use negative space very effectively, or also lack of negative space, to give your subject a sense of scale. If you want to give your subject, for example, like a sailboat, a sense of scale in a big ocean, you could photograph it from very, very far away and give it a substantial amount of negative space, which could be water and sky. If you want to give the subject a sense of size, perhaps, let's say it's a boxer, you can go really close with a wide-angle lens and crop that person really tight and perhaps even shoot from below. You may have seen some of the famous photographs of Muhammad Ali, where he is somewhat depicted in that way. Let's talk about negative space and minimalism. Negative space is often used as a technique to create minimalistic aesthetics in a photograph. I recently talked about minimalism specifically in episode 48 of our podcast. So, for example, you could create an interesting image by giving the subject a lot of typically homogeneous space around it. Often, minimalistic images are simple, sometimes almost one-dimensional. We can see minimalistic aesthetic in Japanese art and culture, and even design to some extent. And you see many examples there. I already talked about the artist, illustrator, and graphic designer Tang Yao Hung. He is based in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He created a site on his page where he really highlights negative space and how you can play with that creatively. So I'll link to that specific site in the show notes, and I encourage you to check it out. Michael Kenna is a contemporary UK-based landscape photographer who has a very strong minimalistic style. He is definitely one of my favorite contemporary photographers. You can find many examples of negative space in his photography. Often this is the negative space is created by snow, fog, or other land, water, and sky elements. Another photographer that creates stunning wildlife photographs is Vincent Munier. Check out his book called Arctic, which has many stunning examples of beautiful and highly effective use of negative space. He uses the snow and ice to create those wildlife images. And again, the snow and ice often represent the negative space, so they're almost pure white in many cases. So to wrap up this episode, negative space is, and you guessed it, a concept. We talked about concepts previously as well. I don't think it is something you have to actively chase or incorporate, but it might be useful to check out other artists' work to see if this is something that might be useful to incorporate in your work, or at least to pay attention to. So I recommend to check out Tang Yo Hung, Michael Kenna, and Vincent Munier, so you can kind of get some, I think, great or fun examples on how negative space can be incorporated into art. I'll link to these artists in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and talk to you next time. Thank you.